Now, first of all, let's see if Jonah was a historical character. I want to turn to a historical book. 2 Kings is one of the historical books. And it has a record in the 14th chapter, verse 25, concerning Jeroboam the second. And in order to pick up the story, I want to drop back to verse 23 in the 14th chapter of 2 Kings. Now listen to this. We have here, in the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, began to reign in Samaria, and he reigned 41 years. Now, as far as I know, no one has ever questioned the fact that Jeroboam the second lived, that he was a king in the northern kingdom of Israel, and that he reigned 41 years. This is a historical record. Now, we are told that he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Now will you listen to this, verse 25. He restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath under the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, which was of Gath-Hepher. Now, Jonah was a prophet in the northern kingdom. Now, we have here a historical record concerning him. And if you'll notice, Jeroboam was a real person. Israel was a real nation. Hamath was a real place. And it's quite unlikely that this man Jonah that is mentioned here is just a figment of the imagination. This is a historical record, and it's reasonable to conclude that Jonah here is a historical character. Now, I had a liberal, he was a graduate of Union Seminary, New York City, years ago. He and I were discussing this book, and he had heard I was running a series on it. He wanted to know my position, and I certainly let him know what my position was. And he said, why, Jonah was just a mythological character. I gave him this passage of Scripture. In fact, we went and got the Bible, turned to 2 Kings 14:25, and he read it over two or three times. He actually didn't know that verse was in the Bible. And then he said to me, well, that was another man by the name of Jonah. Well, I said, that's quite interesting. But I says, the book of Jonah says that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Now, I said, Jonah is an unusual name. It's not like the name Jones today. It's a very unusual name, and it would be strange that we'd have two prophets by the name of Jonah. But it's not impossible, of course. But I said, it says the son of Amittai in both places. Now, I would think that Amittai would be a little puzzled if he named two of his boys Jonah. He wouldn't know which Jonah he's talking about. And it's unlikely that there were two Amittais that had sons by the name of Jonah. And it's very unlikely that the man would turn out to be a prophet in both cases. I said the parallel is so strong here that you have to come to the conclusion that we're talking about the same Jonah. That reminds me of Mark Twain's answer to those who said Shakespeare did not write Shakespeare. His answer was that he agreed Shakespeare didn't write Shakespeare, but it was written by another man by the same name. Well, what you have here is not another man because he has the same name, and it is the same man. It's the same man with the same name. So it would be utterly ridiculous to try to come up with a second man fulfilling these requirements. So that the time period, it fits in apparently at the time that Jonah had this experience that we have recorded here. So that you have the record here of Jonah, the son of Amittai. Now he was, therefore, a historical character. And the thing that makes it quite interesting is this. We have just finished studying Obadiah. Now, as far as I know, no critic has ever questioned the existence of a man by the name of Obadiah who wrote Obadiah. Yet there is not one historical record in either the Old Testament or the New Testament concerning Obadiah. Yet they accept him, but the minute we get to Jonah, they want to reject him. Why? Because they want to get rid of the miracle that is recorded here, and they go to any length to get rid of it. But we have a historical record in the Old Testament. How about the New Testament? Well, I want to turn now to the greatest authority that I know of that's ever lived on this earth, and that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he authenticated and gave authenticity to the historical character of Jonah and to his experience in the fish. Now, I'm going to turn first to Luke 11, chapter, verse 30. It says here, and it's the Lord Jesus speaking, "For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to his generation." Now I turn to Matthew 12, verse 39 to 41. Now will you listen to this? "But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Now, the moment that you question then the historical record of the book of Jonah, then you question the credibility of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's very strange to hear man make the statement today, as I've heard many of the liberals say this, "Oh, Jesus was the greatest teacher that ever lived." Well, one of the marks of a great teacher is that what he teaches is accurate and truthful. If he's lying about things, he's not a great teacher. And then they turn around and on the other side of their mouth, they question the historical record of the book of Jonah. But yet, Jesus is a great teacher. And I say to you that if Jesus is a great teacher, then his authenticating the book of Jonah has to stand. But if you want to say that he was no teacher at all, you reject his teaching, then I can understand how you'd want to reject the book of Jonah. But I don't see how that you can accept the Lord Jesus' teaching and then reject the account of the book of Jonah, for he made it a matter of history, by the way, because he gave it that authority, and I think he did that purposely.